impossibly fast and strong. Your skin is pale white and ice cold. Your eyes change color, and sometimes you speak like you're from a different time. You never eat or drink anything. You don't go into the sunlight. How old are you?
17.
How long have you been 17?
A while.
I know what you are.
Say it. Out loud. Say it!
Vampire. Vampire.
Oh my god. Alright, guys. Welcome back
to the Flick Chicks podcast.
I'm Jane.
And I'm Allison.
And we are blessed to have Allison back in the same room.
We're recording in the same room, which is why this might sound different than it has for a while. Yep. Insanity, everyone. Here we are.
Here we are.
Insane. But today, we are recording on a movie that I cannot believe Jane hadn't seen.
No, I haven't seen it.
Because this was literally like my, this was my adolescent years, you know what I mean? It was my growing up, formative sort of years.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of formed like my sexuality a little bit, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And the movie is, of course, the 2008 classic Twilight.
Twilight.
So insane.
Insane. Starring Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, Taylor Lautner.
Some other people. Who didn't go on to be as famous at all.
Taylor Lautner's barely
Anna Kendrick,
in it. Anna Kendrick's in it. She forgot she was in it.
She goes on to be way famous.
Way better than this movie.
This whole movie is such a fucking fever dream.
Yeah, it's... I didn't really know what was happening, but I couldn't look away.
Like, it's not... the plot's not confusing or anything.
But you just don't understand.
Yeah, because nothing about the characters conveys information.
No, and there's just no continuity.
Oh, no, there are so many continuity errors in this that are, like, drastic.
Yeah.
Like, it's someone's job to catch those. And either they did and they just said, fuck it, who cares? Or they didn't and they should be fired.
Yes, they're bad.
I don't even know where to start with
this. I don't know where to start either.
It's... you all know Twilight, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you guys are aware of it. Based on the books by Stephanie Meyer. Stephanie Meyer, I think. Anyway, so she's a Mormon.
She's a Mormon, and boy, does it show.
Does it show. And she came up with this idea for the book during a dream.
A wet dream.
I think we can safely assume it was a wet dream. She dreamt of a boy and a girl sitting in a meadow, and the boy was sparkling and obviously a vampire.
Obviously, everyone knows that vampires sparkle when they hit
because
sunlight.
That's a huge part of vampire lore.
Oh yeah, I was like, all the vampire lore in the world, and you didn't really change anything except this part, huh?
Instead of being in the sun, they don't change. They don't turn into soot. No.
No. No. No. They sparkle like diamonds. But everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. It's a story. It's one of four. One out of four parts. Or if you're in the movie, one out of five parts. And we are following Bella Swan.
Yes.
Whoa, what a name.
What a name.
Isabella Swan. She's moving from Phoenix because her mom wants to go on the road with her minor league baseball boyfriend.
Which, very irresponsible and kind of selfish.
And her daughter's literally 17. You're almost done.
You have a year left and she probably goes to college.
Yeah, literally. So.
Or moves out or something and, like, just wait a year.
Not anymore. Now she gets hitched to a vampire. So anyway, she moves to Forks, Washington, which is like the fucking saddest place in the world, with her dad, Charlie, who's a cop.
Who has just a horrendous mustache.
The worst... Why'd they even give it to him is the real question.
I know. I think his character would be fine without it.
I agree. And so basically, she moves there. She's the new girl.
The new girl. Everyone's like... ooh, Bella. She's like, they're like, Isabella. She's like, just Bella. And they're like, oh.
And they fucking jizz right there.
Right there.
You watch it happen. And it's really disturbing and weird.
Everyone has a crush on her, and you don't really understand why.
Yeah, and none of the girls in the school do either. They're always like, what the fuck is with everyone and this weird obsession with Bella? We don't know either. But, so basically, like, yeah, everyone's coming their pants over Bella. She has a science class because it's high school and you have to biology.
Ooh. And oh my god, this has scene.
Definitely the scene that makes you go, oh.
This is how the movie's gonna go.
This is the movie. The very first scene.
With Bella and Edward.
It's not the first scene you ever see the Collins, because there is a scene where they all walk through the cafeteria and it's weird, and they clearly were like, spin around. No, spin around here. That's good. It shows that you're quirky. Good.
Good.
And, no, Edward, you're coming in on your own because you don't have a couple. Very weird. So, I know it's your family. Shut up. So, anyway, she comes into science class after seeing Edward. Guess who's her seat partner, her lab partner? It's Edward Cullen, of course.
Of course.
And so she walks in front of a fan. Not sure why there's a fucking fan. It's Forks, Washington. It's raining. It's cold. But there's a fan, and she walks in front of it, and it, in a scene that you think's going to be like, oh, wow, so pretty, her hair. Then he literally almost vomits.
He just, like, gets... It's, the look on his face is just...
It's beyond.
It's beyond anything. I can't even describe it to you guys.
He's like... And she sees it and she's like, what the fuck? And then for the rest of the class, they sit next to each other. Edward looks like he's about to pass the fuck out because she smells so bad. And when she runs away, he runs away, tries to switch classes, can't do it. Doesn't show up for a few days. She's pissed because she's like, what the fuck? I don't smell bad.
Yeah.
And then, even if I did, like, pretty over fucking dramatic. But then they eventually chat again and he's like, sorry. I'm just
quirky like that.
And then they're walking and he's like, I don't think we should be friends. And she goes, well, you should have thought of that before. And I was like, You guys aren't friends. You've literally chatted for like a minute in this greenhouse, and the first time he saw you, he was about to vomit all over you. I think that, like, we can safely assume this is not friendship. You know who are your friends, Bella? The people you sit with at lunch every day who talk to you and try and get you to hang out with them. Those are your friends.
And so you want to hang out with Edward, whose ears and face are not the same color.
Oh my god, the makeup! We'll talk about that later. It's not time for me to get into the makeup.
The technical... We'll get into the technical stuff after we finish the plot.
Just so much. And so then, like, they... I don't know, they start becoming friends, I guess.
I guess, but, like, their interactions are so weird.
They're so bizarre. It's just, like, constant, like, we shouldn't be together, but yes, we should. And it's like, what are you guys fucking talking about? You don't know each other at all. What? So,
I know it's
adapted from the book, and the book is obviously very long, mm-hmm. and there's a lot more substance to the interactions. I mean, I haven't read this book since I was literally in the fifth grade, but... Going back...
Fifth grade Allison
remembers there being a lot more substance to the conversations, which could be completely false, but... what am I, 10 years ago or something like that? More, probably.
More.
Definitely more. I don't know how old I was. 10?
Yeah, that's about how old you are.
So 11 years.
Yeah.
Good for me. Okay.
And they're just... all their interactions are so cringy.
So bizarre. And so... Yeah, it's just so weird. And then they end up, like, something happens, and I can't even remember what leads them to this point, but she basically, like, figure... Oh, Jacob.
Jacob, yes.
Jacob, this guy.
Played by Taylor Lautner.
You know who Jacob is.
Yeah.
He's the long-haired boy.
With the terrible wig.
Who later turns out to be very hot. So they basically, like, made him... Like, he told her, like, these legends.
Yeah, they go to the beach, and he's like...
La Pouche,
the beach. And so he starts telling her that, like, oh, the Cullen, like, there's a legend that the Cullens are descended from an enemy clan.
Yeah, and that they, like, hunted on our land. And then there's this weird fucking cutscene that goes on for way too long.
My God.
It looks like one of those reenactments from those ghosts. Stories where they're, like, telling their story about their ghost encounter, and then they're like, okay, but have someone reenact it in sepia. That's exactly what it
is. That is totally what it is.
And so she basically starts, oh my god, she goes to this place, to prom dress shop.
Yes.
Oh, also, we forgot, a van almost hits her. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, the van.
Oh my god.
There's a van, and it almost hits her, and Edward fucking jumps in front of it, stops it with his bare fucking hand, and then when she confronts him, she's like, I saw you push it away with your hand, like, what the hell? Like,
it's an adrenaline rush.
Well, and then he goes, well, no one's ever gonna believe you, so. And then he just leaves, and then he just walks away.
In all of his 117 years, he has never had to have a full conversation.
With a person. Every single conversation you have with Edward is, like, he's never been questioned on the things that are weird about him. 117 years, he's never had to answer, like, questions like, why are you so cold?
Yeah.
Why
do your eyes change color?
Why are you really strong? And every time he just freaks the fuck out and walks away, and it's like, well, that's not suspicious. And so, basically, okay, so flash forward, she goes to this place, like this little pier, because she's gonna pick up this book on the legend, right?
Yeah.
She's gonna like read about it. And then some guys start to harass her. So, like, a group of guys
will,
like, start following her, and they're, like, gonna do some bad stuff. But then Edward fucking rips into the parking lot in his Volvo! In what is the coolest scene a Volvo has ever been in.
I'm sure they did this product placement.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm pretty sure in the book it's a Volvo, but also, you know, Volvo was like, thank fucking God. Because he just, like, cutting the, I don't know, it's like drifting, but yes. In a Volvo. And he's like, get in the car. And she gets in. And then the guys are like, bro, what, that was dangerous, whatever. And then he just literally, like, looks at them weird. And they're like, oh. Back off. And so they go home, and she's like, how the fuck did you know where I was? And Edward's acting fucking manic. He's crazy.
He's driving crazy.
He's mad. He's like, you better distract me so I don't go turn around. And she's like, put your seatbelt on. And he goes, you put your seatbelt on.
Which is like the best line in the whole movie.
The most natural line in the entire movie, because you could tell that Robert Pattinson was like, this is so fucking ridiculous. And it just translated really well because the line was really ridiculous.
And he delivered that line very well.
He delivered the line perfectly. Couldn't ask for a better line delivery on that one. And so then, like, basically she accidentally touches his hand, and it's like, she audibly gasps. Because his hand is cold. How fucking cold could his hand possibly be? I mean, I've never touched a dead body. But, like, how cold could your body get? Colder than metal? No, not really.
Acts like it hurts.
Yeah, she's like, I think I'm warm enough now. And then they reach for it and they hand touch, and she goes, and it's like, he goes, and it's like, okay. And
also, so her mouth never closes.
She is a mouth breather for sure.
This entire time.
But like, it's like she's a mouth breather and she knows it, but she can't stop it, so she's really self-conscious about it. So her mouth is only open like a little bit all the time.
And you can see her teeth. And then she blinks a lot.
She expresses every emotion through blinks. Like, truly a lot of blinking coming from Kristen Stewart in this role. Like,
yes.
An obsessive amount. To the point that, like, once you notice it, it's over. You can't not notice the fact that she blinks, like, once every 3 seconds. And then, so then, they end up, like, he saves her. They go to this restaurant where he literally says, I can read minds. And she's like, yeah, okay. But then he goes, but I can't read yours. And it's frustrating. And it's making, he's like, everything about you intoxicates me. I can't stay away from you.
You're like my own personal brand of heroin.
Oh my God. I'm going to literally wish I could overdose on heroin when I hear that line. He literally says, what does he say? What's the line? That line that I basically was like, I can't quit.
Oh my God, yeah. I don't have the strength to stay away from you anymore.
Then don't. So bad. All the dialogue is like this all the time. And so, okay, side plot. There's another plot going on during this time where it's like they think an animal's killing people, but we know it's vampires.
Yeah.
Rival vampire clan.
Zombie.
We know this. So anyway, they see, they're coming by, they're coming home from their dinner where we learn that he can fucking read minds, and we're just blowing on past that. And we see, like, the police cars, and she's like, my dad's still here. And then he goes, that's my dad's car. What is he doing here? And then they pull in, by the way, the worst dialogue. Then they move in. He goes, Carlisle, what's happening?
Calls his dad Carlisle.
And he's like,
Bella, go inside.
Bella, it was your dad's friend. Some guy named, like, Wayne or something.
Wade.
Died. And so, basically, that's when Bella fucking figures it out for some reason.
Yeah, she, like, starts doing research, and then she's like...
It's like, doing research, so much freaking research. Relevant. Irrelevant. Back to being relevant. That's literally what it's like. It's like a montage of her doing research, and then... She realizes it. She comes to school. He tries to basically say hi to her. She fucking, right past him. And he's like...
Hurt.
And he's like, okay, well, I'm gonna follow her. It's clearly a follow me. So they go into the fucking woods where the scene that we played for you in the first 30 seconds of this takes place. The exact dialogue we read, exact dialogue that happens. And then...
We did not make that up, even though it's bad enough that we could have. We probably could have written something better,
honestly. I think I could have written this movie, for sure. For sure could have written this movie. Vampire. So, they... Basically, we learn he's a vampire, right? Yeah, so, yeah. He's like, yep, that's right. I'm a vampire. And she's like, okay.
And then they run through the woods.
And then he's like... Look at me, I'm a monster. And he stands in the sunlight and he's sparkling. And he's like, how could you love me? I'm a monster. And she's like... You're hot. What are we talking about? And then he does this big monologue about how he's a monster and he's a killer and all this stuff. And she's like, I don't care. I love you. He's like, honestly, just being fucking stupid.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you should care. He's right. You are.
He's killed people.
He has said multiple times that
he wants to kill you.
Like,
and she's like, I trust you.
And he's like,
maybe you shouldn't.
It's like, you shouldn't. I've been hot and cold the whole time. But then we learn that, like, then they start dating.
And his, like, personality...
Just does a fucking...
180.
It's just completely different. He's cool.
Yeah,
he
smiles.
He's fun. All of a sudden, he's like, bam, I'm fun, Edward, now. He shows up to her room. He reveals that he's been watching her sleep for months.
They make out on the bed,
and he literally gets, like, a boner and almost dies. Because he is, like, gonna... kill himself because she's so hot. I don't know. It's like, or I think it's the blood, but whatever.
I think it's like, he's like, I can't lose control around you.
And it's like, okay. It's all very fucking weird. So then they go to play. Then she goes to meet his family. Doesn't go well.
Nope.
Rosalie. So he's got siblings, right? He's got Carlisle, his dad. Esme, his mom. But adoptive, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. They're just a group of vampires.
Then we got... Emmett, he's a buff guy. We got Rosalie. She's blonde. Emmett's girlfriend.
She's a bitch.
Then we have Alice. She's quirky and small.
We can tell that by her coming into the room via tree.
She's got a pixie cut. And she spins. She's got a boyfriend named Jasper who never blinks, who could really take some of Kristen Stewart's blinking, add it to his, and we'd have a normal blinking movie, but...
Alas.
Jasper never fucking talks, ever. And they say, he's the newest vegetarian. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention they don't eat humans.
No, they eat animal.
Yeah, they eat deer blood. They drink deer blood or something, which is why their eyes are weird colors. Like, they're, like, topaz instead of red, basically. Yeah. So, that happens. It doesn't go well. But in the end, we're like, she's family. Wah, wah, wah. And then we go to his room. I think then the making out in the bed scene happens. But then baseball time. All that matters is baseball. So then they play baseball.
Which is the only scene I had seen from the film.
It is bizarre. It's a bizarre scene. It goes on for a long time.
Long, long time.
We really watch them play baseball. And then, unfortunately, their baseball playing attracts the other vampires.
Because they can hear them.
Because they're loud.
They can only play during thunderstorms because they hit the ball so hard because they have super strength.
Yeah. So...
Stephanie Meyer...
Don't know how they went to gym class, but hey. They're, like, walking on the track. So basically, like, they come and then they see Bella. It's not good. Then James, he's the He's the head vampire. He's blonde with a horrible, horrible ponytail wig.
It's the terrible guy from Burlesque.
Yeah.
And just a horrible actor.
Shirtless. And he, I guess, is like obsessed with the hunt.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with the hunt. And now it's like...
And he can smell Bella.
Yeah. And Bella smells apparently very good to vampires. She's something about her blood is very attractive. They never explain it. But it's like the plot of any anime.
Yeah.
Any like anime that involves vampires, this is the plot.
Basically.
So he basically is like, oh, I'm going to hunt her down because she's good smelling and it's fun. It'll be more fun because a vampire is protecting her and that's weird. And so then they're like, we have to get her south. And so Bella goes, she has this fake fight with Edward.
To throw her dad off.
Throw her dad off so that she can get out of the house and so the tracker will see her leaving mm-hmm. the house.
So he won't hurt her dad.
Hurt her dad. So they leave and Edward goes a different direction than Bella. And then it ends up Bella gets tricked by the vampire because he basically steals her mom's cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Then calls her, pretends that he's captured her mom. And that she's in this ballet studio. So Bella shows up without any help because she's an idiot.
Yeah.
She could have lied.
Yeah.
She could have been like, "Oh no,
I won't bring anyone." And then she brings people.
Like, come to the back, like.
Yeah.
Hide. Like, what do you think's gonna happen? And then Bella's mom's not there. Obviously,
it's just a recording.
He's gonna make a snuff film of her and give it to Edward. It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
But then Edward shows up. And they fight, but then James bites Bella after breaking her leg.
Yeah, it's kind of brutal.
It is pretty honestly, this whole scene's kind of brutal.
Yeah.
He fucking breaks her leg on camera, and then, like, throws her outside. He bites her so that she'll start to turn. And anyway, all the other Cullen show up. They fucking rip James's head off, burn him.
Yep.
And then Edward has to make a choice. He can either let Bella turn into a vampire, be with her forever, which is weird that everyone is, like, for that option because they literally just met Bella.
Yeah.
But again, I guess he hasn't had a girlfriend in, like, 200 years, so I guess she's special.
They're like, maybe Edward deserves some,
they're like,
you know.
Pussy.
Yeah.
So, to put it eloquently. And so then he's like, no, I won't that happen, because Edward hates himself. And so he sucks the venom out, but he almost kills her because he sucks too much blood.
Because it's so good.
Because it's so good.
Oh.
But then she's fine.
And she wakes up in the hospital.
And then they go to prom.
Yeah.
And Bella wears the ugliest dress I've ever seen.
With leggings and Converse.
And Converse and a boot for her broken leg. She is a very quirky girl. And they go to prom, and she's like, oh, also all through the movie, she's like, haha, dancing? I don't dance. And it's like,
yeah, it's a thing.
Get it! You're clumsy! Okay, so.
And then, like, there's this weird scene between Jacob and Edward where they're like, talk, like, Bella and Jacob are talking, and then Edward comes up and they're like,
Yeah. Like, if it was a musical, it would be like a dance fight scene.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Dun, dun.
It would be like, dun, 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 and then, like, and they'd circle around each other, yes, for a bit. To, you know, to foreshadow New Moon, what's going to happen in New Moon. What if Twilight had just been the only movie that got made?
It just Percy Jackson's itself.
There would just be so much bullshit that was never explained that was set up. But at least, like, Percy Jackson, it didn't set up the second book in the first one.
Yeah, that's true.
This one sets up everything else.
Yeah.
So then they're dancing, and Bella's like, turn me. I want to be a vampire with you forever. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And she's like, but I'm going to die, and you're going to live. And it's like, yeah, we've only literally known each other. I think in the book, at this point, they've known each other for a while. Like,
yeah.
In the movie, it seems like they've known each other, like, a month. In the book, I think it's more like 6 to 8 months or something.
Yeah.
Which is still not a long time.
Not a long time.
At all.
Not long enough to, you know, die.
Give up your life.
Yeah, give up your life. Also, she, like, is like, I'm already dying. And he's like, everyone's dying. That's called aging, you idiot.
He's like, yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. And then he goes, isn't it enough to live a long, happy life with me? And I was like, no!
That doesn't make any sense because she's going to age and you're going to stay 17.
And I'd be like, 80? No, that's fucking weird. That'll be like in What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
The TV show. Oh my God. So, yeah, it's obviously no. and then they dance, and she's like, I'm not giving up.
And they're obviously on a turntable.
Oh my god, yeah, there's a part where they're just, like, turning and turning and turning so perfectly, and you're like, they're clearly on a rotating platform. Or the camera is on a rotating platform. But I don't think so. Their angle of their face wasn't changing. It's just that they're on a rotating platform with a camera. It's so... Okay.
Do you want to talk about the technical issues?
I just want to talk, first of all, the dialogue.
Oh my god.
Okay. The acting isn't good. There's no way we can... I love Robert Pattinson. I think he's a great actor.
Yeah, me too.
I've seen him in tons of great stuff. I've even seen Kristen Stewart be really good.
Yeah, me too.
I've seen pretty much all these people be really good. Well... Yeah. The important ones. But this movie is so bad. The dialogue is just so bad, and nothing could make up for it.
Yeah, no one could deliver these lines correctly. Well,
I mean, like, you can tell that they all think it's bad. You can just tell they were like, it's money. It's going to be a blockbuster. It's going to be a hit. Mm. And then, like, Jacob... Okay, Taylor Lautner, honestly doing the best. Honestly, three best actors in the movie. You ready? Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
Charlie. Her dad.
Yes.
And Jacob's dad, Billy.
Yes.
Best three actors, hands down. Not a competition.
And everyone they have else, very little lines.
Yeah. Carlisle, maybe fourth. Everyone else sucks. Very bad.
Yeah.
Dialogue, horrible. Just all bad.
Horrible, you guys.
Horrific. Anna Kendrick, you can literally, like, every scene she's in. I mean, Anna Kendrick is one of those people you can, like, tell when she doesn't like the movie she's in.
Yes.
Because her eyes don't act.
Yeah, her eyes are, like, pained. Yeah. So, like, in Pitch Perfect 1, you can tell she's having a good time. She's, like, it's a new, fun thing. Pitch Perfect 2, dead.
Yeah, and that's how it is here. You can tell she's, like, screaming in agony inside. I will say it portrays, like, teen boys really well, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they're like, look at this worm.
Also, the ages are really hard to decipher in this movie, which I guess is just kind of a normal thing for, like, high school movies. Mm-hmm. But I keep thinking they're, like, 17, because I know Edward's 17, but I think Bella's only 16.
They're juniors.
Okay.
They say they're juniors.
Okay.
They're both juniors.
So she's 16, but probably about to be 17.
Yes.
And he's 17. And that means Jacob's 16. Yes. Or maybe 15.
Or maybe 15, yeah. But he goes to a different school.
Right. On the res.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah, the technical work. The makeup.
Oh my god.
It does get better in the other movies.
Yeah, but...
They fire the director. They get a new makeup artist. They match the foundation to the skin tone.
Okay, so Bella is already super pale, but they had to accentuate Edward's paleness.
Except they didn't do it, except on his face.
Yeah,
They didn't do it to his neck, his ears, his hands.
No, everything else is just...
Also, like, okay, Robert Pattinson, he's a facial hair kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's got a stubble. They really never get rid of that.
Nope.
They just, like...
Put makeup
over his stubble instead of, like... making him shave or waxing his face or something. They straight up just put foundation over his stubble.
Yeah.
It looks ridiculous, especially because he has really hairy arms, which, like, no shame.
No.
But also, you don't look 17.
Nope. Not at all. Not one bit.
Not one bit. And I feel like I remember later, like, in the later movies when we see him, like, pretty much naked.
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
But also, Rob Pattinson is really nervous about doing...
I know.
He's, like, he's like really anxious about doing, like, shirtless scenes and stuff.
I know.
He does not like them.
He gets sad because, like, they have to be so ripped, but then, like, he's not really ripped, and they really don't make him get ripped.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he has abs, but he's not, like, shredded like Jacob is,
yeah.
But also, I think he has hair. Like, I remember he has hair, and I was like, you're 17 forever.
Yeah.
But you look 25. Like, you look like a grown man who should be married. I mean, it makes it a little less weird because we were watching, like, legit 17-year-olds. We'd be like, haha,
gross.
Not good. That's why all the Disney princesses look older than they are.
Because
nobody would ever, I mean, I don't know if that's true, but I just think that. Nobody would ever accept it if it was, like, a legitimate 15-year-old.
That's true.
Or, like, Ariel's 16. Because
they'd be like, that's gross.
But, yeah, really weird. And then, okay, the camera angles.
Oh, my
God. General, the camera work is bizarre and
cut,
horrible.
Cut, cut,
okay,
cut.
Yeah, you don't know where you are. The very first scene with the deer. The cuts, the tracking, we're everywhere. We're spinning. We're running. It's like, you don't know where the fuck you are. You don't know where anybody else is. You can't get your fucking ground. You can't get your bearings. It's just chaos. The Dutch camera angle. It was like someone was a film student and they discovered the Dutch camera angle for the first time.
And they were like, this works for everything.
And they were like, Alfred Hitchcock used it, baby. I'm gonna fucking take advantage. This is totally that kind of film. It's like the Volvo shot, Dutch camera angle. Bella's face, Dutch camera angle. Just a picture of a fucking field, Dutch camera angle. Also, it looks like they shot this in color. And then in post, they went and, like, turned down the saturation 20%.
So, I think it's, like, their goal was to, like, make it look like Washington dreary. But it just looks... It
just looks faded.
It looks horrible.
And it's everywhere, too. It's, like, not just outside. Like, it maybe wouldn't be so bad if it was just outside.
Yeah.
But they do it in the school. Mm-hmm. They do it, like, in the field. They do it in his house. Like, it's constantly just, like, 25% saturation down.
Ugh.
It's really bizarre. And also, like, just the CGI in general.
Really bad. They have to, like, CGI him going really fast.
Yeah.
Also, there are a lot of scenes where he, like, jumps, and you can obviously tell that it's just a stuntman on a zipline.
Yeah, or, like, a harness or something. Like, he's in a harness.
Yeah.
Like, you can see where, like, Bella's holding on to the harness. Like, there's a scene where he's climbing up a tree, and you can legitimately tell he's not touching the tree at all.
Yeah, he's just, like, a harness is just pulling him up.
And also, like, the scenes where he does sparkle, it's like they just blurred his face and was like, put a sparkle effect on that. It's so weird. Like, his original features don't keep at all.
No.
And I know this gets better, like, the more budget they get.
Yeah.
But it's still just, like, bizarre.
Really weird.
It's just odd. And I was constantly thrown off by it.
Yes, yes.
And it's like the cutting. The fight scene, too, with James. It's like cut, cut, cut,
yeah,
cut,
yeah.
Cut. It's like impossible to tell what's happening. Honestly, the fight scene was the best part of the whole movie.
That was, like, the most exciting part.
It was the most exciting part. And, like, it was when the acting was the best.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's like... being intense is just, like, widening their eyes to the point that they look ridiculous.
And then Bella, like, having her mouth just a little bit open.
Yeah.
I hate whenever they, like, look at each other sexily.
I know.
It's so
they
weird.
Don't. They don't look at each other sexually. You know what I mean? It's like
they're trying,
but it just looks fucking weird. It looks like they're in pain. Also, like, I mean, maybe they are. You know what I mean?
I'm sure they are. I know Robert Pattinson was. Exactly. He hated this movie.
Like, they are in pain. Oh my god. There's also a scene, like, the continuity of this movie is just fucked. They're like, there's a scene legitimately where it's fucking pouring rain.
Edward's hair is just soaked.
And then it cuts away from him and it comes back and he's completely fine.
Yeah, he's completely dry. His hair is like curled like it is.
Oh my god.
Like,
I swear to god, they took his hair and put it in a roller and just took it out and they're like, good.
It's fine.
It's got volume, honey. They fix it later. All of this stuff, like, not all of it. The acting, the dialogue, all stays pretty bad. They fix the technical stuff.
Yeah. Later. They have a lot of budget, though, later on.
But I feel like this has a bit... I wonder how much of a budget this had. Like, probably enough.
I'm sure it, like, just broke. Like, I'm sure they made so much profit, though.
That's true. I'm sure they could... I'm so sorry. I don't know... I know why I'm tired, but... I feel like they... probably increased the budget by a ton.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Hello, Twilight budget, I'd like to know. Okay, the budget was $37 million. That's really high. I have seen a lot of films with less budget than that. And its opening weekend, it did almost $70
million. Oh my god.
And its gross was over $200 million domestic.
Jesus.
Like, this bitch made a lot of money.
A lot of money.
It's just so... so bad.
Every time I, like, think about Twilight, though, I just think about, like, my freshman English teacher having shirtless pictures of Jacob and Edward on her wall.
My fifth grade English teacher did. She was obsessed with Twilight.
It's like so weird, like, the older ladies who just are, like, obsessed with these 17-year-old
really
characters.
It is really weird. And, like, honestly, a lot of people were, like, That's why a lot of these people didn't like doing it. It's because of, like, fucking 40-year-olds. It's like, it's okay when you're 12. It's like, okay, kind of cute.
Yeah, it's like, oh, teen heartthrob.
But then it's like, you're 40. Yeah. Please chill. It's like how the, like with the Jonas Brothers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I will say the soundtrack for this, banging.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Banging.
Paramore.
Muse. Mute Math. Like, so much stuff.
It's, and they make original songs.
Yeah, which is probably where 90% of the budget went, honestly.
It's awesome. Like,
It's a banging soundtrack. I still listen. Gotta be honest. Okay. I have a review.
Nice.
Oh, let me yawn again before I do that. Okay. So, this is called... probably the best movie in 10 years. 10 out of 10. I can't fucking tell if this is sarcastic. So here we go. I've been watching quality films all my life. This movie... in my humble opinion, is a cinema masterpiece. There were a lot of I think this one is satirical, but there were a lot of non-satirical 10 out of 10s, which were like, I am in love with Edward and would die for him, and I can't wait to find my own Edward. And it's like, Okay. Don't believe the bad reviews. They are just jealous of the main characters who found true love on screen. It was the first movie in a decade I had to watch back-to-back because you will probably miss a lot on your first viewing. First of all, Kristen Stewart is excellent. The way she portrayed the character is unlike anything I have ever seen. She gave so much depth to Bella, it was even better than the book. Also brilliant. I don't get the hate she gets for this role. She should have been awarded with at least a Golden Globe nomination. Second of all, Robert Pattinson is really handsome in this movie and also very good at acting. He is the best method actor currently alive. He dove so deep into this role, I don't know if he will ever recover.
He's not a method actor.
No! And he hated this role. The rest of the cast was also good. I didn't like the bad guys. They were stupid and ugly. I hope they never act again. Hope you like my review.
I can't tell.
It's like, I think it is, but it's like riding the line.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
This is a really weird movie. What would you give it?
I don't know. I mean, it was...
question mark?
It was fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was fun.
We had a good time.
We had a great time watching this movie. It wasn't like I was not enjoying it. But I also recognize that it is a bad piece of cinema.
Yes, really bad.
But is it, like, is it in the so bad it's good category? Is it in the cult class? I think it might be a cult
classic. I think you're right. At least the first one is a cult classic.
Yeah, I don't know about the rest. Honestly, we need to watch the rest. Maybe we'll do the rest. Maybe for Patreon or something. I will give it... maybe we'll do... this would be fun. Maybe we'll do, like, an extra long episode for Patreon where we do all of them.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
That would be fun. Plus, then we get to watch all the rest of them.
Yes, and I haven't seen any of them, so...
yeah, James has never seen any of them. That means there's four more movies to cover. I'm going to give it... my mom owns all of them, so don't worry.
Nice.
My mom owns two copies of Twilight. I took it, and I was like, I guess you won't miss this one since you have another one. 8?
8?
I mean, okay, in a fun way, I'm giving it a 10.
Okay.
In a real piece of movie way, I'm giving it, like, a 3.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And, like, I really enjoyed watching this because it's not, like, so bad it's good, like The Room, but it's really hard to classify.
It's interesting the whole time. It's fun to scream at, for sure.
Like, you're just like, weird, weird, what?
You're weird, weird. Also, the dialogue is just so quotable.
Oh, yeah. I've been saying, I don't have the strength to stay away from you.
It's so grunty. Ooh, I was like, gross. Also, when he's like, I've been watching you sleep. And he's smiling like it's supposed to be handsome. And, you know, people were like, wow. And I was like, oh,
so creepy.
And I can't believe when I was in the 5th grade, I wanted this. And now I'm like, okay, only a serial killer would do this. Which is quite true, actually.
Yes. Wish I knew how to quit you.
Wish I knew how to quit you. What is it? What do you give it?
Okay, so as a cinema, I'd 2.
Yeah.
Just bad. I enjoyed it. Probably like an 8.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it.
It's pretty fun.
It's fun. It was good.
I can't wait for you to see the rest of them.
Robert Pattinson.
Isn't it kind of like...
it's kind of exciting.
It's kind of like fun to watch, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I like this movie.
It's fun. It's a good time. If you know, it's not that long.
If you haven't seen it in a while, Give it a watch.
Give it a watch, because it is... Have some friends, have some drinks.
Oh, yeah. Some drinks.
Some drinks. It's We had some drinks. It was...
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was really okay. fun.
I think that's it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.